When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds, and just about everything sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Yeah, everybody, every player I ever talked to, sometimes you think it's got to be that simple, doesn't it? A little bit. If the team's winning and the players love the coach, he deserves a shot. Yep. How about this Fuaga kid? Have you guys gotten to know each other a little bit?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What do you think?
He's one of those O-linemen you probably wouldn't like. He's just angry, you know, yeah, violent,
through the echo of the whistle.
Yeah, extra a little bit. And it's everything as a quarterback you want, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you want him to be nasty, you know, a little Richie incognito in him.
You need one of those on every O-line. And I was going to say Richie would have been the one that came to mind on your Raider teams.
That's right. And Richie, again, also a good golfer, Richie. Big guy.
Yeah, pretty funny guy to watch golf.
I don't like Rich Cognito, but I do like Fuaga. And like I said, if the temperament that, you know, the same comparative comment that was said about Fuaga in terms of big, nasty offensive lineman has an attitude problem in a good way, said the same thing about Penning a couple of years ago. So if that's the case, we got two big, young, nasty, mean tackles that are very athletic and strong. Yeah, we should be all right. But, you know, and we're going to finish up in just a second, man. I'm going to play a little bit of Drew before we get out of here. But do the Saints win the NFC South? It's too early to tell, but obviously. But the things that really make me think about what they need to do. And because it ain't about talent. They have the talent. I've said that. The issue with them is mindset. And do they have the right mindset? Are they hitting on the right attributes, the things that build the correct foundation for success for the team this season? And they, according to what I'm hearing and what I'm keep hearing, because Dennis Allen said it again in the interview about accountability, but he phased it toward Clint Kubiak and talked about his accountability, then made the compare, you know, the comment, you know, that could be something, you know, that catches on to the team. So they're cognizant about the fact that accountability was a big issue, you know, and like I said, they've focalized on that point. So that's one of the things, attention to detail, accountability, because with those two items, I always harp on that, because with those two items, you can see all of the stuff that most people can't see. Like when I was talking about Derek Carr, if you study the film, you can see him obviously staring people down, and that's not a good thing any quarterback's supposed to do. When you see him just look, come out of the pocket and look left and stay left, you know, and just looks to that side and just steady and just standing with the ball too long and just staring over there and not even looking to the right, you know, to see what's actually going on. Or it'll be a quick take where you're doing it so quick that obviously you didn't study what happened over there. You couldn't possibly have processed it that fast. You know, he'll do this and then go back to where he wants to be. So, I mean, and like I said, that was a lot of film, but attention to detail, that stuff would fix all that, because a guy that's focused and incremental and meticulous, like Clint Kubiak or Andrew Janoco, about every little step, like Carr, saying that they own him, how he's stepping in the pocket, how he's doing this, how he's doing that. Fam, if you have attention to detail and you have accountability, you have these things, that'll fix that. That'll fix the progression issue that we talked about, staring down people. It'll fix the timing issue in the pocket with Derek Carr. and it'll speed them up to keep them on time with the offense. It'll also just fix a lot of stuff, because if you can get your quarterback, you know, who's looked upon as being the leader of the offense, pretty much $150 million guy supposed to be the leader of the team. If you can fix him and have him sped up, that can definitely help everybody else out, especially with the offensive line, because we don't have any guys with issues offensively from the offensive line standpoint. Like, I ain't doing that. These guys over the last couple of years have been in a losing situation. You see what I'm saying? Fam, it's been a losing situation. And everybody's ears and eyes are open for success. They realize it, you know, so we don't see how it all looks. But me personally, I like the floor in which they've gotten. I've said this before, because, and I've given you the receipts on what these guys are saying. And Dennis Allen keep talking about attention to detail. He didn't talk about that as much as he's talking about it now. We've been saying that over and over again. These people finally getting it. So now that they focused on that, I think that like I said before, I think the NFC South in trouble now. The NFC South is in trouble if the Saints are talking attention to detail, accountability, and all this kind of stuff, and they talking about getting the quarterback's footwork together, speeding them up in the pocket. No, that was good, but you need to do it faster, doing that kind of stuff. You know, some Kanye West Twista type stuff. But you know, like I said, man, it's just, I like the floor. Let me just put it like that. I like the floor in which they're building on, and I think that could be pretty good. All right, Math says, when he speaks, it's something about it. I don't believe anything he says. I don't think Carr, like I said, man, I think Carr, some people like Carr's personality, you know, but, you know, and that's fine. But when we talk about football, that's two different things. Like, your personality off the field when you're not playing football, that's one thing, versus when you're on the field, based on how much money you're getting and where the overall talent of the team is. That's what we keep account for when we talk about this stuff, because most people get in and say, man, he just got here first year. Fam, listen, we said this before. The Saints are one of the oldest teams in the NFL. See, everybody's situation is different. The Saints are one of the oldest team, if not the oldest team in the NFL. They got all this talent all over the place. They got aging players on the team that you can still get a lot of value out. They got players coming up on contract years that are some of your best players that you want to get something out before they might end up leaving or going somewhere else. So if you have a window in which you're supposed to do something, and that window is closing fast. The last couple of years, that window has been closing fast, and we have not, the Saints, and we have not taken advantage of that. So when you put $150 million quarterback on top of the team, he was supposed to be the guy that solved a lot of the problems and help you make the quantum leap. You didn't leap into anything. You had 9 wins, but it was 9 playoff. It's a 9-win, 9 playoff year, which is basically, it really don't count for nothing, except for the promotion people to say, we got 9 this year, we're going to get 10 next year. Really don't work. But when you start talking like they talking, Clint Kubiak and Janoku and all those guys, yeah, you can kind of take a lot of that to the bank. I really do think so. That's a whole nother thing. That was the biggest things that I've seen studying this team, is why the Saints were failing as much as they, because a lot of the losses and the problems were self-inflicted because they were off code. These things put them back on code and where they need to be. I try and says, Q, I remember my Google sign in to send a payment. What's your cash? Oh, Cash App is a $ the Sports Coma, bro. Thank you for your support, bro. All right. Shout out to Brother Don, man, for becoming a new member of the stream. Thank you, Brother Don. Appreciate you, brother, for that. Much love. Brother Ramsey, big ups to you. All right. And Brother St. Doug, thank you for being a member for the last 20 months. Thank you. So I'm excited about how this offseason can look under Kubiak. I'm just keeping it. I like I said, and we've talked about this. It's nothing new with me. I'm pretty steady with it. And I say, fam, this is the issues. The team are not recognizing it. But like I said, Clint Kubiak is not going to let Derek Carr stare down the field. When they talk about progressions, he said that when he's on his progressions, when they were talking about progressions, that's what they were talking about. They don't say it, but when you talking about progressions, him going through his progressions, that was a big problem. And like I said, the man was pumped up on painkillers, so he was out of his mind most of them games anyway. So, I mean, like I said, man, I definitely think that they have something going on that is a positive thing. It really is. This is the floor in which we need to start winning some games. So I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not surprised if the Saints will win games, man, because we need this type of thought process.
He's a funny guy in general, man.
He is.
Like it was like King Kong versus Godzilla. I don't even know how to handicap it.
Of course they were. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It's like this is what they're doing all day. So yeah, you don't even have to tell me, and I played with Richie. How about Clint Kubiak and you know, the change coming? And you know, you've talked about being somebody who's played for a lot of coordinators, even though you're on one team. What is the most important skill that it takes to pick up a new system? And then how excited are you to pick this one up?
Yeah, it's really the time that you spend on it. You know, whether you're here at the building, when I go home, I play with my kids, hit a couple golf balls for like 30 minutes. And then I'm like, I got to get back to studying, you know, and it's, you got to put that time. You have to put that time in, or else you're going to be behind the eight ball of a Kansas City or a Dallas. You know, it's, you're not just competing against your room. It's like we're competing against teams that have been in their system for a while. And it's a great challenge for us. But the one thing I've learned is it's the time you put into it. And so really just being able to become a coach on the field, you know, especially a quarterback, you know, I know guys aren't going to know everything. Well, I'm talking with my hands. It's you guys got this, you guys got this in the huddle, you know, just pointing so that it kind of eases some, you know, some anxiety for the receivers or the tight ends, you know, just. And so there was a lot, I've spent a lot of time just trying to be able to get to that level of excellence so I can help our team get there faster. And so Clint's an amazing teacher. I'll say this about him. He's an amazing teacher. He's an even better person when you're around him. And he holds me to such a high standard every day. Like I threw one today, you know, I was like, oh, it's a great ball. I come off. He's like, yeah, just a little bit. I need it sooner. And I'm like, you know what? That's freaking awesome because you're going to push me to try and be perfect. And so for me as a veteran player, that's all you can ask for. Just keep pushing me. Keep telling me what you need from me, and I'll try my best to do it. And
that sounds like a good marriage to me.
Hey, you heard that? Which is, you know, that's what we need. That's why I was saying, fam, I think they're in trouble. The NFC South is in trouble. That's what I think it is. That's what I was saying, because he was saying that he felt like he had a good rep when he threw the ball, and Clint says, yeah, that was good. I just need it. You know, that's getting them on time. And like we said, we knew, see, that's the recipe in which you get a lot out of Derek Carr, because that's the same thing that happened with Chucky. Chucky was the same way. Chucky was on him. And you've seen what happened last year. And I know he was banged up a lot of those games. But Pete Carmichael was as soft as it gets. As soft as it can get. He wasn't applying pressure to the Saints offense like they needed to. And of course, you know, it was his weak and meek demeanor. You know, he kind of looked like a little mouse, and, you know, and looked like a little church mouse, right, with the glasses and the hat. So who's going to take him serious? But, you know, anyway. But Clint Kubiak here, these guys here, they're serious business, man. They got a good system. They run it with confidence because they did it confidently in different spots. So they know it can work. And plus, he says he took the job because of the players. This was very early on. He took the job because of the players. And that's why I was telling the family was, listen, if the offense excels in the way we anticipated it is, you could see Alvin Kamara with similar stats with Christian McCaffrey had last year. That could be Alvin Kamara, you know. And if he can get Carr on code and on pace, you can have a 4,000-yard passer in Carr, maybe four, because I know Brock Purdy had like 4,200 yards last year. Carr could definitely do that. He can put up 4,000. He did it, what, three years in a row with Chucky or something like that? It was like 4,000 yards. He can definitely do it. He's done it multiple years. But that's the recipe to get him there. And that's what I'm talking about. I absolutely love that, man, because that's what you need to win. All right. Yeah, that's what we need. All right, Tron, you said, can you put it in there again? You're talking about the, it's on the scroll. It's on the scroller. As you can see it right here, it says Cash App. It's $ the sports coma, T-H-E sports coma, C-O-M-A, $ the sports coma. There you go. It's $ the sports coma. Yes. S-P, the sports coma. The sports coma. Yes. All right. So, yeah, it should pop up there, man. Make sure I got it on there, right? Because I thought I put it on there, right? I think it's right. It is $.
If you're on a GLP-1, you're probably loving the results. You look good. But how do you feel? How about the stomach issues? Loss of muscle mass? Lacking energy? All of those side effects can take a toll. So now what? The answer is GNC. We have solutions that can help address those side effects and make sure you don't get knocked off your path. Because when it comes to living healthy, we're all about it. And that includes keeping you going on your GLP-1 journey. GNC.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The sports coma, the sports coma, not just sports coma, it's the sports coma. All right. So anyway, yeah, man. Eugene says Derek Carr comes off as a used car salesman. Every time I see his facial and physical machinations, still hopeful for the best for him and my Saints under new offensive management. Indeed. Yeah, he's very vivid. You know, except when he's selling word salad. But, you know, I think, like I said, I think he has talent, but you have to stay on him. Like with most, not all players, because a lot of players, some of these players are self-motivated, like Alvin Kamara, Chris Olave. You don't have to stay on. Those guys have a high degree of what they need to do or to stay at that level, especially Alvin Kamara, man. Alvin Kamara could play football right now if you need him to. He's always in great shape. And Chris Olave, they have a professional mentality. Some guys, you don't ever have to check, you know. Thank you, Tron. Appreciate you, bro. And I appreciate you, my man. All right. Yeah, it's going, like I said, I think the NFC South is in trouble, man. When they start talking about account, you know, attention to detail and all this kind of stuff, man, come on. That's what we need to win.
I thought I did that right. No, it was almost perfect, babe. You know, you need somebody to even when you're riding high, just to give you that little bit of constructive criticism. You know what I mean? Absolutely.
100%. Just, yeah. And the one thing I love about it is like, I don't ever want to be comfortable, you know?
Yeah.
As a player, I've learned, especially as I get older, like make me uncomfortable, whatever I do. So then game day is just like, whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What advice would you have for young quarterbacks? Like,
wouldn't that mean giving them some competition behind them, like bringing in somebody to kind of push them on keep them uncomfortable? Remember that. That's very interesting because we knew that a lot of times people, especially last year in the black and gold building, we were talking about comfortability being an issue with the Saints brass at the top because we've supported them so much, giving them a golden age of success as a franchise. they've never made as much money as they made now. Then, you know, of course, the league has changed a great deal. They became more of a marketing engine and they use their resources and their pull and power to, you know, not having anything to compete with it, because that's a big thing. NBA does the same thing. They become monopoly leagues who threaten networks that if you put this league on here, you can forget about us. They do that, which would explain why you don't see any professional leagues that's actually competing with these people. The monopoly situation. It's just, you know, raw business, how they act, and which is trash business in my idea, because competition is good at every level. So having a competing interest at the quarterback level, like you have a veteran quarterback or a group of young quarterbacks that's seriously pushing the veteran that's making $150 million. That would be good, but that doesn't seem like the mentality. Like they don't, like they bring in Nathan Peterman. Peterman is no disrespect, as he's a severe drop off in my opinion than what they had last year, you know? And I don't think Derek Carr sees a first year player and a rookie as a threat to him, or Nathan Peterman, a career backup who has zero threat. So I'm for the competition model. I just love to see the Saints have more competition in the higher levels of the organization in terms of some of the decision makers. Like I said, reformatting that whole thing, making Dennis Lauscher a vice CEO or something that ties to money and nothing deals with in terms of him becoming the proverbial president of football operations for the Saints, which would imply that he has a high degree of football on the field, which he doesn't. He's a businessman. He doesn't know a lot about football on the field, and he don't know a lot about football with the Pelicans, and that's the same position that he has. That needs to be pulled from him, and he needs to maintain that business position but have another player. I'm not a player, but a person, rather, who occupies that position that does have those traits. That guy. You know, and I think we got a lady on the Pelican side. I think that should be Swin Cash. To me, like I've said that, I think Swin should be very high in the organization. She's a winner. She won everywhere. Hall of Famer, college, you know, won 3 championships in WNBA. I mean, come on. And like I said, that's one of the things that I think we need to have. We need to format this thing differently. And plus, Mickey's getting up there. He's getting kind of old there. You know, if you won't keep him with a VP, have another president up there. I wouldn't make him the president. I would bring in some fresh people in here that kind of add the direction to the team, because we kind of operating like from the past. We got an old ass model here, man. You know, we need to change this up. Just looking at the future, man, you know, just we got to change this up. Because that's the problem that we're having with these fresh business ideas. Like, we shouldn't be operating in the red all the time. What's going on here? You know, what's going on here? We got to change a lot of this up. Let's finish this up, fam.
These rookies now, they got so much pressure on them. You know, I feel like I know who they are 2-3 years before they get drafted. We're counting down. What advice would you give them? You were a high pick. You had success. What does it take?
Yeah, I always say this. It's like, you got to, you know, you're going to be praised and you're going to be criticized. Ignore both, because neither matter. You right. know, like, yeah. I don't care if you go out there and you go 7-for-7 in your team drill. Like, it doesn't matter. Do it again. You know, I don't care if you go out there and you throw, you know, 2 picks, you know, in practice, you know, like, get over it. It doesn't matter. Keep learning, keep growing, keep pushing yourself and stay, keep that, you know, you got to keep your mindset like I'm the best. You got to keep that mindset of no one can stop me, because this game, as you know, man, it can bring anybody down. You know, it's tough. It's hard. You know, we got players talking about football stuff, ex-players talking about football. We got media, you got this. And it's like, everyone has something to say and everyone's, you know, putting their opinions. And it's like, well, which one do I listen to as a young guy? And which one? It's like, you know what? Whether they're saying good stuff or bad stuff, it's okay. Like, just move on and keep working, you know, like they got a job to do, just like you have a job to do. And I think that that's the best advice, especially for this generation, that I can give is, you know, like one of our young guys, he threw two passes he probably didn't want, or, you know, like that. I'm like, bro, I'm the first one. I walk straight to him. Who freaking cares? Rip the next one. You know, that's how you're going to get better. And so I had a guy in Matt Schaub that did that for me. I would make a mistake. He'd be like, dude, who cares? Throw the next one, rip it.
Yeah.
And it gave me confidence to just be me every day.
And who's the rookie? You got Rattler.
Very interesting take that was, you know, and I can, a lot of that I can tend to agree with because, and the thing is, simple for me is I just listen to the truth. I mean, and what, how do you know the truth? If you're a football player, you have a code that you was given as a football player that make you a good football player versus a bad football player. There are a set of fundamentals and principles that you're supposed to be adhering to at all times. It's a code. I mean, the entire football world is the same as life, but everything they do is governed in the same way out here is governed. It's codified. There's a rule, you know, when they sign on, they're part of a union. And there's an agreement that you sign your contract with the team. It's a code. It's a behavior code that the players are defined by. And if they step outside the lines, they get penalized. We know this. We see this all the time. So, I mean, the truth is, you know, the truth is if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, then, you know, you go have some detractors that just don't like you for whatever reason. And that's fine. That goes with it. But that's not really logical. You know, you tend to kind of discard that, but you are your blessings and your information is going to come from you many different ways. You can't be on an island. It's not made that way with social media and everything like that, because it's not just a diehard like myself that been doing this show for years. Saying, listen, I don't have an agenda against any of these players. I just want you, if you're going to put on black and gold, I want you to represent us the correct way. No agenda. I want you to win. But if you lose, it's not because of effort. True. One in the chat if you agree with me. That's how I govern. That's how I act. So if you see me upset, it's because of what happened when they criticize players. That's unfair. That's when I jump into action, or when they, you know, that's what I'm saying. In the truth that you listen to the truth, man. And I mean, we ain't in such crazy mixed up times where you can't tell what the truth is, man. I mean, they got a lot of people out here that behave like that. But let me tell you something. Everybody know what time it is. Even the rotten ones out there doing rotten things to people, they know damn well that if somebody turn around and do the rotten stuff that they was doing to them, they wouldn't want to do it. That's how you know they know what they're doing is wrong. So what I'm saying with Derek Carr's situation is you have to have the ability to discern. That's the ability to decipher between what you could use and what you can't use. That's how you learn. That's how the good Lord will give you information from various sources and you keep your ears open and people will give you good information. They'll give you good game that you can apply to your life that can help you to ascend. I've done it. Many y'all have done it. You never know when something that's going to come to you, that's going to help you get the key to get to the next level in your life. I'm telling you how this works. Sometimes you can meditate and it'll come to you. Sometimes you can be outside just having a conversation with somebody. Sometimes you could be listening to something. Somebody give you something that you ain't heard before and give you a key or a jewel and say, you know what? That's it. It happened all the time, fam. It happened all the time. So like I said, man, I think they're on the right course because I like with the structure that they're building. It seems like to me, based on what I'm hearing, that they're headed in a direction because they're getting on code. Last year, they wasn't on much of a code, the backstabby code, throwing your team under the bus code, none of that kind of stuff. And they're going to win you nothing. That's when people start losing and people don't want to be on a losing organization, they start losing faith in it. And players get upset because they're losing. And some of these players are perennial winners. They come from winning environment. And they don't like the feeling of losing and they're getting paid regardless. But if they're upset that they're losing, that's not a bad player. That's a good player. Because a bad player don't give a damn, and he'll keep collecting that check. A good player is upset that they're losing and wants to change. And if he can't get the change or figure out what's going on, then he's going to go somewhere where he can win, or she can go somewhere they win. It's just human nature for winners. It's a mentality. And when, like I told you, when you have a winning mentality, man, and you got people around you that don't care about winning or just perennially losing, man, that can drive you insane, fam. It's all about the mentality. It really is.
Rattler down there.
So we got Rattler, and then Hayner was a rookie last year.
You like Rattler a lot? He's a good kid.
Oh,
been,
yeah.
Been bothering you for advice nonstop, I hope.
Asking a lot of questions.
Good. We like rookies that ask questions.
As a veteran, that's all you want, man. Yeah. Like, just, he has so much respect. He's like, for what I've done and, things that I've been able to do, which I haven't done everything I want to do, but done a lot of stuff.
You've been there. You've seen a lot. Yeah. And he should ask questions.
Yeah. Yes, I asked a million, and so to see him be that hungry and see Jake be that hungry, like as a veteran, it just helps our team, because I'm like, dude, this is awesome, and they are great people, great teammates, great leaders, and so I'm excited for their future. They're going to be good players.
Okay, who are some of the players in division 1 year in on defense that you're like, that guy doesn't get enough credit, or I notice this guy when I turn on film?
Yeah, I would say J.C. Horn is an amazing corner. Now, I know everyone was high on him and he had the injuries and things like that, but when he's out there, man, that guy's an unbelievable football player. Man, I absolutely love watching him play. Jesse Bates doesn't get enough credit. He had a pick six on me last year where he was the middle field safety in the red zone. We ran a choice route. Never in my life on a choice route am I thinking about the middle field safety. And this dude, I put my eyes on him. He's in the middle. I go to throw the choice and he picks it off. And I'm like, what the heck? Like, no one does that, So,
well, you weren't the only one. He got a few people last year.
The Sports Comb is brought to you by Bet Online, where the game starts.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Sean LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.